Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
What have you done to get out of work? Probably not what this guy's done. An Arizona man, he was so desperate to get out of work that he staged his own kidnapping. Great. His name's Brandon. 19-year-old. He was found with his hands tied up behind his back with a banana in his mouth near a water tower earlier this month out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. This is great. He told authorities that two masked men had kidnapped him, hit his head, knocked him unconscious, and they drove him around before dumping him where he was found. This is what Brandon has said. But after conducting a thorough investigation, like the police do when someone reports a kidnapping, they take it seriously, they found no evidence the kidnapping actually occurred. Brandon got cold feet and he said, actually, nah, just kidding, guys. I made it up because I didn't want to go to work today. Come on, mate. He confessed. He made the whole story up. He was arrested on the spot for false reporting to police. Yeah, that's a crime. When you report a crime that didn't actually happen, knowing full well that it didn't actually happen, you can't do that. Wasting police time. They got the detectives involved. They're probably doing some DNA swabs and some dusting of fingerprints. That costs a lot of money. No, you can't do that. So he got arrested for it. Oh, a long way to get out of work. He must have really, really hated his job. That's what I want to ask you, Riverland, at 858-23931. What have you done to get out of work? Are you brave enough to call up and tell us what you've done? You can remain anonymous. Alrighty, anonymous caller. What did you go? How far did you go to get out of work?
Well, I had my car in at the mechanics and someone smashed into the back of it. So I ended up going and getting my artist mate to put a plaster cast on my arm. And then I went and told the boss I was in an accident and I got a week off.
A week? Not bad.
Yeah.
Did you actually sustain any injuries at all from the car crash?
That's why I'm anonymous.
Love it!